麦克牧师主讲，万峰即时传译兼主持的中英双语系列《天路导向》，提高你的英语水平，引导你的人生方向。天路导向，伴你同行。
Hello, listening friends.
各位亲爱的听众朋友，你们好。
Welcome to this very important message.
我想告诉你今天一个非常重要的信息。
Probably the most important message in the whole series.
我想就是今次天路导向认识基督系列的最重要的一次信息了。
And I want to begin by telling you that scientists tell us that we have two sides of the brain.
首先我想讲人的大脑就是科学家声称人的大脑是由两部分组成的。
The right side and the left side.
就是左脑和右脑。
The two sides of the brain respond differently to different stimuli.
那你说左脑和右脑有什么分别呢？就是两边的大脑对外界的刺激的反应是不同的。
The left hemisphere of the brain is associated with logical analysis and rational judgments.
左脑呢，主要就是负责分析理性判断那些。
The right hemisphere of the brain is associated with visual imagery and emotional response.
而右脑呢，则与视觉影像情绪反应有关的。
Some people have left side dominance and others have right side dominance.
有些人是左右的，那你说正常那些是什么呢？他就右右咯。
You may say, what has this got to do with loving Christ?
那可能你会问左右右右关我们爱耶稣基督有什么关系呢？
Let me explain.
那让我解释给你听。
Understanding ourselves and our differences from one another.
那其中一样嘢就系我哋要认识自己啊，并且要认识我哋人同人之间嘅分别。
Has a great deal to do with how we respond to the gospel message。
呢样嘢系同我哋点样去回应福音信息系好密切嘅。
As we communicate with each other，
嗱，随住我哋同人去倾偈嘅时候。
We need to realize that we do not all respond to the same information in the same way.
我们需要知道呢，原来同样的信息在不同的人的耳里面听到是会有不同的反应的。
And yet when it comes to loving Jesus, both sides of the brain hemisphere are involved.
但是讲到爱主这一方面，我们的大脑两边都在运作。
But they are not equally involved.
不过佢并唔系完全相等嘅，左脑五十，右脑五十咁参与。
One always towers above the other。
通常呢，都系其中一半嘅大脑占主导嘅地位。
And that is why the Bible said that we are to love Jesus with our mind, heart, and soul。
所以圣经就话俾我哋听，要尽心、尽意、尽性，就系用尽我哋嘅心，用尽我哋嘅灵，用尽我哋嘅智慧去爱主。
In the last message, I told you that loving Jesus must begin with the mind.
而上次信息嗰度我讲过，爱主就系要用我哋嘅智慧，即系用我哋嘅脑袋第一样去爱主。
And the seat of the will and the intellect is the left side of the brain.
咁你知道呢？意志智慧都系由左脑嗰度发出嘅。
Therefore, loving Jesus begins with a decision in the left side of the brain.
所以就系左脑话俾你听，我要爱主。
But it cannot stop there.
但系唔够噶嘛。
Loving Jesus must capture our imagination.
爱耶稣呢，一定要发挥我哋嘅想象力噶。
Loving Jesus must capture our emotions.
爱耶稣呢，一定要倾注我哋嘅感情落去嘅。
Loving Jesus must capture our visualization.
爱耶稣呢，我哋一定要望住佢，用我哋嘅图像思维去谂嘅。
That means that those who thrive on logical analysis of the biblical text should also use their imagination.
咁样就系讲擅长用逻辑去分析经文嘅人，佢哋需要发挥自己嘅想象力。
And those who are imaginative must be controlled by the meaning of the word of God。
如果你是想象力丰富的话，你就要更加需要明白上帝话语的意义来管理你的想象力。
So how do we love Jesus without imagination?
这样我们怎样去想象，用想象力来爱耶稣呢？
Of course, we don't imagine things that are not in the scripture.
当然我们的想象力不能够超出圣经真理的范围的。
You only take what's in the Word of God and create a visual picture in your mind.
我们只能够将上帝的话语在我们的心里面制造一幅图画出来。
Let me tell you how I go about it.
在休息一阵回来呢，让我告诉你听，我是怎样做到这件事的。
When I read the words of the scripture describing Jesus' enduring of the cross,
当我读到圣经是怎样描述耶稣在十字架上面受苦的时候，
I often imagine what it was like.
我常常都想，究竟是怎样样的呢？
I visualize what he must have felt on the day before the crucifixion.
我在画着一幅图画，就是主受难之前一日他的心情是怎样的呢？
I visualize how he suffered abandonment by his closest friends.
我画紧一幅图画，就是当主耶稣被他最亲密的朋友所离弃的时候，那种痛苦是怎样的呢？
I visualize what he must have felt when one of his disciples sold him for the price of a slave.
我想象紧，当主耶稣俾佢其中一个门徒用一个卖奴隶嘅价钱出卖嘅时候，嗰份嘅伤心系点样样嘅呢
？I visualize what he must have felt when Peter denied him three times。
我喺心里面画嘅一幅图画就系，当主耶稣见到彼得三次去唔应佢嘅时候，佢嗰份嘅失望系点样样嘅呢
？I visualize his look of hurt。
我描画紧一幅图画，就系当主耶稣身心受创嘅时候系点样样嘅呢
？I visualize his look of deep disappointment。
我描述紧画紧一幅图画，就系当主耶稣嗰种失望、嗰种绝望、嗰种伤心系点样样的
？As fully God, Jesus knew that he would be forsaken by them。
作为完全的上帝，主耶稣一早知道他的门徒是要离弃他。
But as fully man, he must have agonized and suffered.
但是同时作为完全的人，主耶稣亦都知道他自己是受着极大的忧伤、极大的痛苦。
I visualize how he must have suffered.When he, the Lord of glory, was slapped on the face.
我想到当耶稣是荣耀的主，他竟然被人刮一巴，他是多么的难过。
How he must have felt when he, the creator of the universe, was spat upon.
他是创天造地的主宰，他竟然被人吐口水，咔吐这样下去，他的心情是怎样？
I visualize what it was like suffering in the dungeon of Caiaphas's house.
我想象到当他在祭司长该亚法的家的地牢里面受着折磨的时候，他是什么的光景。
What was it like walking 2.5 miles to and from trial sites?
当他被押解去往返在相距大概4公里那么远的不同的审判的地点的时候，他是怎么想的？
And he did all of that for you and for me.
他做这一切事是为了你，是为了我。
I tried to imagine what it was like to sweat blood, which is a very rare phenomenon.
你试过出汗，是出啲血味啊？我想这个是一个非常罕见的现象。
Only occurs during highly emotional stress.
只有人在心灵面对极大的压力之下先至会出现的。
And Jesus went through this for you and for me.
而为了你， 为咗我，耶稣经历晒呢一切。
I try to imagine the pre-crucifixion flogging.
你幻想下耶稣喺被钉十字架之前受鞭打嘅形象。
Flogging was the Roman method of exhausting the victim prior to the crucifixion.
鞭打是罗马人在囚犯临钉十字架之前，让到囚犯筋疲力竭的一啲嘅酷刑。
I try to imagine how they beat him with a whip with several single leather straps.
我好似睇到佢哋系点样攞九尾鞭，系好多条皮带组成嘅鞭嚟打佢。
And at the tip of each strap is a sharp piece of sheep bone.Designed to tear the skin.
在每一条皮带的尖端，在上面绑住一块尖锐的羊骨，它每下打下去，就人皮开肉绽。
And Jesus did all of that for you and for me.
耶稣就是为了你，就是为了我，承受这一切的痛苦。
They tied his hands above his head to a post.
他们将耶稣的手高举过头，绑在一条柱上面。
The back and the buttocks and the legs were flogged first.
他首先打耶稣的背脊，跟着打他的腰，再打他的脚。
And Jesus did this for you and for me.
耶稣经历这一切，都是为了你，都是为了我。
And as flogging continued, the bone on the straps cut deep into the skin.
当耶稣每一下被鞭打的时候，那条鞭的尖端，那嚿的羊骨，刺入去耶稣的皮肤里面。
Until the underlying skeletal muscles began to tear.
打到耶稣入面的肌肉被撕裂，他的皮是被裂开，让到见到骨。
And Jesus did this for your sins and mine.
耶稣点解要咁做啊？就系为咗你同埋为咗我嘅罪。
Then came the crucifixion itself.
最后，耶稣系自己走上咗十字架。
It was customary for the condemned man to carry his own crossbar.
喺佢哋嘅习俗里面，罪犯系要亲自。孭住自己嘅十字架走上刑场。
My listening friends, I want you to think very deeply here.
各位亲爱嘅听众朋友，我希望喺呢度你系仔细谂一下。
The creator of all the forests of the world.
你谂下创造呢个世界所有嘅森林、所有树木嘅主宰。
Carried that crossbar after being flogged.
被鞭打到遍体鳞伤之后，仲要孭住一球由木头做出嚟嘅十字架。
And Jesus did that for you and for me.
而耶稣做呢一切都系为咗你，为咗我。
I imagine how the lack of food, water, and sleep, and then carrying that heavy weight on his shoulders.For about half a kilometer.
我哋可以幻想到耶稣好肚饿、好口渴、好眼瞓嘅时候，仍然要背住一个好沉重嘅十字架喺佢嘅肩膊上面，跟住行咗半公里。
And Jesus did that for you and for me.
佢一步一步系为咗你，为咗我。
At the sight of the execution.He was given a bitter drink as a mild sedative.
在刑场上面有人给一些有轻度麻醉的作用的一些苦胆的水给他喝。
There, he was thrown on the ground on his back.
在那里他被人钉落地。
In preparation for the nailing of the hands to the crossbar.
准备将他的手在上面一下。一下打钉钉佢喺十字架上面。
His wounds would be torn open and contaminated.
佢摊喺地上面嘅时候，佢背脊嘅伤口又再次裂开，仲要有好多嘅泥喺上面。
And Jesus did that for you and for me.
耶稣就系为咗你，为咗我去承受。
With arms outstretched, the wrists were nailed to the crossbar.
佢哋将耶稣嘅手张开，将钉一下一下咁样钉入佢嘅手腕。
Spikes were put in the wrists, not the palms, because the palms could tear.
啲钉钉喺佢嘅手腕，而唔系钉喺佢手掌，因为手掌好容易被撕裂。
After both wrists were fastened by the spikes on the crossbar,
当嗰啲钉穿过佢嘅手腕，钉咗入木头之后
，the crossbar is lifted with the victim on the spikes.
佢哋就将个木头竖起嚟，于是耶稣就被挂喺啲钉上面。
The feet were usually nailed to the front of the post.
佢两只脚是夹埋被钉喺柱嘅正面。
And Jesus did this for you and for me.
耶稣就是为咗你，为咗我承受咗咁样嘅痛苦。
My listening friend, please listen very carefully.
各位亲爱嘅朋友，请你仔细去听我讲。
Jesus did not have to leave the splendor of heaven and come to earth.
耶稣是不一定需要离开天上面的荣耀降到去这个世界的。
But he came from heaven so that he may pay with his blood the penalty that is rightfully yours and mine.
但是他亲自从天降下去付出血的代价为我们接受刑罚，而这个刑罚是本来你和我要受的。
Someone of you may be saying,
可能你会这样讲,
But many people in history have been tortured and have suffered.
历史上面大把人受过酷刑，受过苦难啊。
Yes, but most of them did not have a choice.
没错，但是大部分不是自愿受刑罚的。
And none of them were God of very God.
他们也都没有一个人是独一的真神。
None of them were the God of power and might.
他们也都没有一个人在里面是拥有完全的力量、完全的能力的上帝。
But Jesus did have a choice.
但是耶稣基督是有选择权的。
But he chose to pay the penalty that was not his.
耶稣基督却是选择了本来是不应该由他去受的刑罚。
It was yours and it was mine.
这个刑罚本来就是属于你，是属于我的。
My listening friend, I want to tell you something of uttermost importance.
各位亲爱的听众朋友，我想告诉你听一件很重要的事。
Whether you have right side brain dominance or left side brain dominance,
无论你是习惯用左脑还是右脑，
you cannot escape the imagery of the cross.
你永远都不能够逃避十字架的那一幕情景。
And to visualize the cross can only deepen your love for the one who did it all for you.
当你心灵的眼睛见到十字架的时候，你就会爱主更深，因为他为你付出了一切。
There are some people who probably think that imagination and visualization can be dangerous.
可能有些人认为我们呢，成日会用眼睛啊，幻想去谂啊，好危险嘅。
Because many false religions use visualizations.
因为好多异端、好多邪教都系用幻想、用视觉思维嚟达到佢目的。
But there is a difference here.
但系喺度系唔同嘅。
improper visualization involves emptying of the mind.
唔正確嘅想像係需要排除所有嘅心思意念嘅。
And focusing attention on what comes to the mind.
然後專注喺嗰啲入侵喺你頭腦裡面嘅景象。
Of course, we would say no to that kind of visualization.
當然，我哋要對嗰類型嘅幻覺係拒絕嘅。
But for true Christian meditation, imagination, and visualization,
但是基督徒的默想、心灵上面的视觉和想象
are about filling your mind with Christ.
是要让基督耶稣来充满你的心思意念。
It is about emptying yourself of self-worship.
是要避免自我中心傲慢自大。
And filling your mind with the one who gave his all for you.
让道为你付出一切的主来充满你。
My listening friend, I want you to ask yourself these questions.
各位亲爱的听众朋友，我希望你问自己这条问题。
Do I love Jesus sacrificially?
我是不是愿意为了爱主而牺牲一切呢？
Do I love him unconditionally?
我是不是愿意无条件地去爱他呢？
Do I love him with all my emotions?
我是不是全程投入去爱他呢？
Do I love him with all my passion?
我是不是用尽我的真诚热心去爱主呢？
Do I love him with my imagination?
我有没有幻想过去爱我们的主呢？
Let me explain our redemption by a closing illustration.
在节目差不多结束的时候，我很希望用一个例子来描述我们得到的救赎的恩典。
I try to visualize myself standing before a judge.
我开始用图像思维去想了，我设想呢，我是站在一个法官面前。
And the penalty is either $10 million or death.
一是你就给1000万罚款，一是呢就处死。
That amount of money is impossible for me to pay.
咁我根本呢就俾唔起咁大额嘅罚款啦。
So the only option I have is death.
咁我有咩路走呢？咪死咯。
But then I imagine someone whose total net worth is $10 million.
但系嗰时就有一个拥有1000万财产嘅人。
He sells everything he owns and pays my penalty.
佢卖晒佢一切嘅资产就替我俾罚款。
How will I react to this person?
咁你话你会点样去报答呢个人啊？
Every waking moment, I think of what he did.
我想话俾你听，你每时每刻都会谂起佢为你所做嘅一切。
Every time I look at him, I want to bow and thank him in gratitude and thanksgiving.
每当我见到佢，我都要心存感激咁样向佢致敬。
Every amount of money that I earn, I want to share with him.
我愿意同佢同享我所赚嘅每一分钱。
Every meal that I eat, I want to share with him.
我所食嘅每一餐饭都要同佢一齐分享。
Every joy I experience, I want to share with him.
我盼望同佢分享我所有嘅快乐。
I could do that for all of my life and still feel that I have not shown enough gratitude for what he has done for me.
尽我一生啊，我每日都要咁做啊，但系我都还唔清佢对我嘅恩情啊。
I know, of course, that human analogies are never perfect.
我知道用呢啲咁嘅比喻嚟讲咧，系永远都唔够嘅。
But if we, out of gratitude to a human being,would love him back and give him our all, how much more should we love Jesus?
但是我想说，就是你对于我们的恩人，我们都会用我们所有的一切来表达我们对他的爱。那主耶稣呢？
The one who died like a criminal for you.
他是为你成为死囚。
The one who died to set you free from the bondage of sin.
他是为你去死，将你在罪的束缚里面释放出来。
The one who died to redeem you.
他是为你死，将你买赎回来。
who died to forgive you your sins, past, present, and future.
祂是藉着死赦免了你的过去、现在和将来一切的罪。
The one who died so that you may escape the judgment.
祂是为你死，救你脱离永远的审判。
Then he rose again from the dead to prove that he is God of very God.
祂死并且复活，去证明祂是那位永活的上帝。
Whether you have accepted his death for you many years ago, or you have just heard this for the first time,
如果你是很久之前已经接受主为你而死这个事实，或者你是今日是第一次听到这个好消息的话，
You can begin today to love him with your imagination.
你都可以今日开始就发挥你的想象力来爱他。
Let me speak to that person who has never come to Christ and received his forgiveness.
如果你从来都未来到过耶稣基督面前去接受他那份饶恕的恩典的话，让我告诉你一件事。
God loves you.
上帝爱你。
He came from heaven to redeem you and forgive all of your sins.
他为了救赎你并且赦免你一切的罪，他从天那里落到来。
He came from heaven to show you how much he loves you.
他由天那里落到来去表达他几咁的爱你。
Will you accept his gift of eternal life?
你愿不愿意去接受他送给你的那份礼物呢？那份礼物就是永生。
The God who paid the price for your eternal punishment is the only one who can assure you of heaven.
只有那位为你付出代价、免去你永远刑罚的上帝，先至能够确保你进入天国。
Will you say yes to him?
你愿不愿意现在就接受他呢？
And then write to us and tell us of your decision.
希望你写信来到，告诉我们听你的决定。如果你是愿意去接受这位曾经为你死、为你受鞭打、为你受到所有刑罚的耶稣基督，希望你告诉我们听，让我们都一起同你分享里面的欢喜快乐。写给我万峰或者写给麦克牧师都好，我们都非常之乐意同你分享这份的喜悦，同你分享这份的快乐，就是用我们的眼睛、我们的思维去感受耶稣基督。在这里时间差不多，但是我们很希望收到你的回应。这个就是你对耶稣的回应，你对耶稣亲自去为你死、去爱你的回应。你今天愿不愿意？希望你愿意了。下次再见。